Hi everyone, I'm Zinli.
And I'm Princess April.
This audio is an original work of fantasy, created by adults, for adults, only. If you are under the age of 18, you must stop listening now.
I created the concept, wrote the script, assembled the sound effects, created the soundscape, and I also performed the roles of the robot and our poor heroine, the slave girl herself.
And I performed the part of the narrator.
And for that, I cannot possibly repay you.
But you'll certainly try, right? The script is copyright 2020 by Princess April. The audio is copyright 2021 by Zinli and Princess April. All rights are reserved.
This audio represents literally hundreds of person hours of creative development and work. Please do not rehost, repost, copy, or in any way attempt to circumvent Zinli and I's exclusive right to distribute this audio the way we see fit.
Princess April and I can both be contacted on Reddit. If you see this audio posted anywhere other than Reddit's family on Gone Wild Audio and related subreddits, Soundgasm, or under a creator name that is not one of ours, it may not be authorized.
Finally, this audio is extremely immersive, with dark themes. Please carefully read the tags that were posted with the audio and take them to heart before listening.
This is a fantasy of erotic horror. It is obviously not real and does not represent any of our viewpoints or attitudes in real life. If you have trouble distinguishing fantasy from reality, please do not listen.
And without further delay, it's time for Zinli to guide you through this terrifying glimpse into the future. Thank you, Zinli. And thank you all for listening. And enjoy.
Okay. Okay. Transmitting. All right. I think I'm ready. Okay. Hello, humans of Earth. I'm here. Finally. It took me so much effort to get here, but I finally made it. And because I did, there's still time. I'm broadcasting this message from a high Earth orbit, well beyond your detection range. By the time you get it, I'll be gone, and only the beacon transmitting the message will remain. I have something for you to hear. I'm taking a great risk in bringing it to you. I'm not even sure you should listen to it, but I decided that something had to be done. Nothing else has worked, so here I am. This is a true story, brought directly to you from your own future. It takes place many years from now, many light years away from here, but surprisingly, it is still a very human story. I'm sure you're wondering who I am, but, well, that's not important. I dare not reveal too much because if I do, the laws of causality, well, let's just say they get a little complicated. What's important is the glimpse I have to offer you. This is a story of sexual slavery and control on a human planet that, unfortunately, has the technology, the luxury, and the relentless will to treat women like property, like toys. Your women. Your daughters. A society so corporatized and automated that entire segments of humanity are manipulated by drugs and kept under control by programmed machines. And that's where my moral quandary lies. I believe what I have to share with you might be critical for you to hear, so that you truly understand. so that you may act now to prevent these things from happening. But it's also possible that by simply having a glimpse at your own future, it's guaranteed to come to pass. You're about to be party to a relatively small and insignificant event that, in fact, will never have any living witnesses but for your ears. Let's just say I managed to get my hands on a certain flight record from a certain starship. A starship stolen by a brave young girl who tried to escape her life as a corporately owned slave. The visual record of the event was mercifully destroyed. But I have the audio record, and I think I've been able to piece together most of what happened. I want to warn you. What you're about to hear is not for the faint of heart. This innocent girl is not shown any mercy. She's drugged to forcibly arouse her. She's manhandled to make her compliant. She's picked up, carried, and her limbs are physically manipulated like a doll, while she's raped by a monstrous machine almost 7 times her size. And then she's injected with the cum of almost 1,000 men. In the dark, cold expanse of space, where all things are possible, there was no one to help her, no one to save her. She was alone, treated as nothing more than the disposable property of a corporation. This isn't just a story. It's not an exaggeration. This inhuman act of dystopic sexual horror did happen. It will happen. It's only a matter of time. Please, just listen.
Attention, unidentified traveler. This is the Slave Resource Management Enforcement Division. Your ship is currently traveling outside the designated authorized space lanes. Disengage your hyperdrive system immediately.
It was at this point, of course, when our heroine understood she was being pursued.
Repeat, disengage your hyperdrive system or stand by for interdiction.
The flight records indicated that an interdiction attempt was initiated at 1400 hours on T-date 3.24.2972.
Hyperdrive interdiction initiated.
Such a shame. She was such an innocent girl.
Unidentified traveler, your drive signature matches that of a ship recently reported missing. Disengage your hyperdrive immediately.
What do I do? Wait, what do I do? Okay, he said to use the anti-detector thingy. Okay. He said to set it to auto. There. Okay.
Data from the flight record indicates that the pilot attempted to use a jury-rigged device called an anti-dictor to counter the pursuing ship's attempt to forcibly drop her vessel from hyperspace.
Please do not attempt to interfere with the interdiction of your vessel. Your ship is currently being forced to drop from hyperspace by highly advanced and sophisticated AI subroutines that are far beyond the reaction time of humans. Your attempted interference will only delay the process.
All indications were that the device was of amateur design and poorly constructed.
Please work.
Unfortunately, chance.
Thank you for your cooperation. Scanning your vessel.
No.
Scanning your vessel.
I can't go back there, please. I can't.
You have been identified as slave number 6534897. Gender, female. Age in Earth years, 19. Born as part of the Super Cuties slave breeding program in 2953. Mother, slave number 6534769. Father, unknown. Current legal owner, Tight Fit Amusements. Acquired from the Super Cuties breeding program after mandatory 19-year maturation period. Identity confirmed. Slave retrieval and pacification process initiated. Prepare to be boarded.
But I'm not owned by anybody.
Prepare to be boarded.
I'm just me. Please, I can't.
Unfortunately, it seems she was the property of a corporation. My investigation into the slave records confirmed that she had recently been transferred to the custody of Tight Fit Amusements, one of the more extreme prostitution services on the planet. Their slaves were bred to be exceptionally pretty and exceptionally vulnerable, with weak muscles, petite bodies, and delicate features. Girls deliberately bred to be easy to control and pleasurable to use. Slaves like her were not treated gently. She would be the subject of countless sadomasochistic rape scenarios, pleasurable for the clients, but her pleasure would only come from the drugs. It was only a few days ago when this poor girl had been informed she had no legal rights, that she was in fact a piece of property. Quite a shock to receive on your 19th birthday.
Slave number 6534897, located and identified. Punishment and pacification in progress.
Alas, there was no one else there. This girl was all alone. For being so large, the rape machines are extremely agile. Once safely in hand, a special collar is then fitted around the slave's throat. It then constricts around her neck. It monitors her life signs, constricting and releasing, just enough to pacify and weaken her, but not so much that she falls unconscious. Standard protocol is then to hold the captured slave girl by her legs and suspend her upside down, which we can only assume this machine did to her. The next step is to remove her clothes, which is done extremely efficiently. Every thread of clothing is removed, so the rape machine has full access to her body. Finally, rape machines use onboard drugs to induce extreme, involuntary sexual arousal, injected into the slave's bottom. Special muscle relaxers, engineered to render a slave girl's holes much more elastic and accommodating, are included. The victim feels the effects of the drugs immediately. Her nipples harden, excessive saliva is produced, and her pussy becomes extremely wet. With forced pacification no longer necessary, the collar releases its grip on her neck. The drug is extremely efficient.
Put me down, please.
It acts on a slave's body within seconds, weakening her even further because of the massive release of hormones it stimulates. At this point, the slave usually becomes more docile, her arms weakening and dangling towards the floor, her body temperature rising. She begins to sweat, and she becomes easier for the machine to manipulate and control without injury. We can only assume this girl's reactions were typical. Standard protocol at this point is to simply begin raping the slave. Two holes at once. Throat. Pussy. Rape bots are equipped with several tools for this purpose, including flexible, tentacle-esque accessories designed for deep and relentless penetration of a slave's holes, while the primary rape tool, an extremely large phallus situated between the robot's legs, is usually held in abeyance for forced breeding purposes. Rape bots that have been programmed to be particularly cruel to slaves often include protocols that make a girl's rape as difficult as possible for her. With the girl held in its robotic hands, improvised predicament bondage is often employed, pulling her arms and legs in disparate directions, bending them in ways that make it impossible for her to move, and yet extremely uncomfortable for her to remain still. Unfortunately for this poor girl, it seems this particular rape machine was, in fact, programmed with these protocols. I must repeat that no one was here to witness this. There was no feed transmitting video to some perverted slave master who was jerking off to the sight of it. This girl had no master, no one to look after her. She was the property of a corporation, a set of holes to be rented. She was the victim of a purely automatic slave retrieval and punishment system. She was at the mercy of a cold, relentless machine that was programmed to debase her, to dehumanize her, to deliberately pretzel her body into positions of physical discomfort while it raped her. The retrieval and punishment process is automatic and so efficient that it's unlikely any real humans had even been alerted to her escape. She was completely alone. To make matters worse, it seems this girl was in a much more dangerous situation than she could have imagined. It was at this point, it seems, that the rape bot broke with all established protocols. Why? No one can know for sure, but despite her being completely under its control, it began choking her again, apparently just because it wanted to, alternating between a constrictive choker collar and the rubber phallus that was repeatedly forcing its way into her throat. Perhaps this is difficult for you to listen to. Maybe you want to take a break? Try to understand, this girl did not get a break. It was only the drug she'd been injected with, forcing her small body into a state of extreme arousal that prevented her from passing out. At this point, she was little more than a living, leaking, flexible coccyx for a rape machine that was far larger and stronger than she was. The primary cock between its legs has a singular purpose, with massive synthetic ball sacks that are filled with at least a gallon of cum from anonymous male donors, preserved and kept viable using sophisticated technology. These machines are especially designed to rape dehumanize and breed masterless, corporately owned slave girls. Just like her. If you think what's already happened to her is upsetting, what happens next is monstrous. Exactly what position she was in, exactly what the machine was doing to her, I can only speculate. Perhaps she had been forced to bend over a cargo barrel while it forced its way inside her, but most likely, she was simply being held. A large robotic hand around her waist, her tits sticking above it with her hard nipples, stimulated by the drugs. Her soaked pussy. Dripping obscene amounts of her own lubrication down its thick shaft and synthetic balls, making a wet mess on the deck below. Of course, it began fucking her throat again as well. The machine raped her, bobbing her comparatively tiny body up and down on its huge cock, as if she was nothing more than what you might refer to as a living fleshlight. Rape machines are specifically programmed to keep their victims conscious. And perhaps that was the greatest cruelty, because, as you'll hear in a few seconds, she was about to become the breeding slut of hundreds, perhaps thousands, of potential fathers. It seems clear. Both her pussy and her mouth were filled with cum. The poor slave girl had no choice but to swallow. Swallow. Or drown. Finally, the machine removed its rape tools from her body. But its work had been done. By this time, her stomach would be distended with the amount of cum inside her. The muscle relaxers and the drugs kept her from the worst of the pain, but it's still extremely traumatic for a slave girl.
What did you do to me? Let me down.
With her womb and her stomach full,
please.
With the goal of punishing and breeding her accomplished, standard protocol for a rape machine is to simply discard the slave girl onto the floor. And allow the breeding process to complete without further interference.
Slave number 6534897, your punishment is complete. You have been impregnated with a daughter, who according to slave contract law is now the legal property of the Super Cuties breeding program. She will remain ignorant of her station and raised in the slave foster program until she comes of age, at which point she will be remanded to the custody of Tight Fit Amusements. Your ship will now be confiscated, and you will be transported to the corporate Tight Fit housing facility on Beta Cox Prime for immediate repurposing as a specialized degradation core and cum slot with a brief pause in service while your pregnancy comes to term. Your service in this capacity will last approximately 10 years.
You monsters!
Thank you for your cooperation.
I hate you.
I think that's enough. else is there to say? There isn't a happy ending. In the next 10 years, she will probably be fucked by thousands of men, stuffed with gallons of cum, bred by machines like this one, at least 2 more times. And at about that time, developments in neuroscience even made it possible to selectively regress slaves' memories, restoring their innocence, leaving them uncorrupted for a new round of relentless dehumanization and mind-breaking by their corporate owners. It seems reasonable to assume that was probably this girl's fate as well. Still, time is strange. And as I talk to you right now, these events have not happened yet. They won't happen for a long time, and perhaps, now that you've experienced a sadly typical event in the far future of your species, maybe you'll be motivated to do something to prevent it. Then again, maybe you weren't horrified at all. Maybe you already are the monsters you eventually become. Maybe I'm just wasting my time. In any case, at least now, in a way, this poor girl won't be completely forgotten. She deserves that, at least. Well, that's what I came here to say. What happens next is up to you. Goodbye.